But how do we manage these pressure points? Overcoming the first tension really boils down to a simple question. Do we cooperate as a global family, or do we confront each other across the trenches of insularity? Are we friends or are we foes? Overcoming the second tension requires us to face common threats that are not bound by borders. So do we face adversity together, or do we build yet more borders and Maginot lines that will be mere illusionary protections? The response to both tensions is therefore the same: a renewed commitment to international cooperation, to putting global interest above self-interest, to multilateralism. As Martin Luther King once said, we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And that's really an old lesson for a new era. At such a momentous time as this, we need to choose between the ethos of 1914 or 1944. And it's a no-brainer. It is 1944. We need to rekindle the Bretton Woods spirit that has served us so well. The beauty of this new multilateralism is that it can build on the old, but go further. The existing instruments of cooperation have proven extremely successful over the past decades, and they must be preserved and protected. That means that institutions like the IMF must be brought fully up to date and made fully representative of the changing dynamics of the global economy. We're working on that, and we have to continue to work on this. All right, well said, but what does that mean in practice? Well, it means many, many things, starting with all global stakeholders taking collective responsibility for managing the complex channels of the hyper-connected world. For a start, it means a renewed commitment to openness and to the mutual benefits of trade and foreign investment. It also requires collective responsibility for managing an international monetary system that has travelled light years since the Bretton Woods system. The collective responsibility would translate today into all monetary institutions cooperating closely, mindful of the potential impact of their respective policies on others. In turn, that means we need a financial system for the 21st century. I mean a financial system that serves the productive economy rather than its own purposes, where jurisdictions only seek their own advantage provided that the greater good prevails, and with a regulatory structure that is global in reach. I mean financial oversight that is effective in clamping down on excess while making sure that credit gets to where it is most needed. I also mean a financial structure in which industry takes co-responsibility for the integrity of the system as a whole, where culture is taken as seriously as capital, and where the ethos is to serve rather than rule the real economy. Same goes for inequality. It needs to be addressed. Just to give an example, if countries compete for business by lowering taxes on corporate incomes, race to the bottom, this will increase inequality. Overall, the kind of 21st century cooperation I'm thinking of will not come easy. It might get even harder as time passes, when the curtains fall on this crisis, when complacency sets in, even as the seeds of the next crisis perhaps are being planted. Yet given the currents that will dominate the coming decades, a new multilateralism is not negotiable.